Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, the second day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 55 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's warming up a little. I want hot. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Okay, Poynter Institute wants 550 outlets blacklisted, including Breitbart News. This is from Breitbart, and we're going to get into it when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. The censorship, and here it comes, and here it comes. And finally, the word blacklisted. Blacklisted is coming. Poynter Institute wants 550 outlets blacklisted, including Breitbart News. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Poynter Institute claims on its About page that it champions freedom of expression, and yet on another page, Poynter published a list of 515 media sites, including Breitbart News, that it wants to blacklist and shut down. Well, and yeah, we are on the list, 198. I was really disappointed in that. I'd hope we'd be number one. Poynter calls this list an index of unreliable news sites. Oh, really? And is openly calling for advertisers to stop sponsoring these sites. They did this to us years ago. We were down sponsor revenue from this month. We did not even pay the goddamn site bill, the bill for the site. I mean, we're running completely on donations at this point, and they get their way with it. This is how they'll, you know, they'll just get rid of you, get rid of your voice. This is talking about our first article, right to freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom to assembly and talk about what the dirty, rotten ass things they're doing to us. Poynter calls this list an index of unreliable news sites. Oh, really? And anyway, like they said, the sponsors, to pull sponsorship. When our sponsors did pull their sponsorship, it's been a few years ago, or at least 4 years ago. God, it's been a long time. But, I mentioned it a time or two, that, you know, the people that were sponsoring with it liked us, liked what we're doing. They told me straight up what the deal was. And it's because you won't shut up about the Jews, because you're telling the fucking truth about the Jews. And this is, this is, your tax monies are being spent right now to shut down any fucking dissent against the fucking Jewish occupation of the United States of the Americas, which is the corporate United States, with the Jews holding the controlling interest in the stock, which we are the stock. I mean, we're the goddamn assets. We're the property. property of the goddamn United States Incorporated. If that's not a blacklist, tell me what is. Emphasis added. Well, yeah, well, they did this to us a long time ago. And like I said, we run on nothing. I mean, it's down to that point. I mean, but we're not, you know. The other day, who in the hell was it came up on the thing? I hadn't talked to him in a long time. David, he came up, and he was talking about, you know, oh, everybody has their price. And one of the gentlemen who's a listener here, he said, not me, and I know the fella, and he meant what he said. And I said, oh, yeah, everybody has their price. Yeah, and even I have my price. I've told you guys many a time, 100 times, what my price is. My price is unconditional surrender of the charter of the United States of little United, big S states, these Americas to the American nationals at all, complete, and then the arrest and prosecution of those who usurped our Bill of Rights, and the return of our fucking wealth, and then for the common law to be absolutely the absolute authority in this country, and the Bill of Rights to be the absolute law that it was meant to be. And then I'll stop after all is returned. And until then, you know, anybody that's here in the trenches, has been here in the trenches, you talk to them about fucking being bought off. I mean, I've told you guys before, when early on in the trenches, when it started really, you know, going off, and it was, you know, it was getting big. And, you know, there was people, they contact me, if you could go this way, you know, and it was always, you know, move away from the Jews, move away from the fucking, but the Jews are the problem. And if we can't talk about the problem, that problem's never going to get solved. That problem will overwhelm us, and it will fucking destroy us. And it is fucking destroying us as I'm speaking to you, and you know it. At any rate, it's not a blacklist. Tell me what is. Well, yeah, this is the blacklist, and we've been on it for a whole long fucking time. Make no mistake. Even though we're 198, we're number one. Advertisers don't want to support publishers that might tar their brand with hate speech, and that ain't fucking facts. Like I said, I got emails from these people. I talked to them on the phone and stuff in the early days when they loved the site, man. And they told me the reason they had to back off is because, you know, the Jews, they run the monetary system in this fucking country. It's just like the, you know, the gun manufacturers. You can't use your goddamn plastic credit card that, you know, they make you get these goddamn, went from the paper fiat currency to these debt cards. And they're telling you can't use them to buy guns or gun accessories and shit. And this is what I'm talking about. This, our sponsors didn't leave because they didn't agree with what we said, or they didn't want to be tarnished with that. It was because they were threatened with being fucking shut down. And that's how this whole goddamn thing has worked. That's how these Jews have controlled this fucking country for way too long. Brand with a hate speech, falsehoods, or some kind of political messaging, but too often they have little choice in the matter. Bullshit. That is a fucking bald-faced lie. At least in our case, it was. I mean, and I don't see it. I don't see it being any other way. I mean, I know what occurred. We built the site from nothing to something that should right now be. I mean, if on an even playing field, remove the Jew and shit, we wouldn't have to ask for no donations from anybody. But then again, if you remove the Jew, there would be no need for the site, because the Jew wouldn't be there, because the 14th Amendment would have never happened. The United States Republic would not have been turned into a corporation in violation of the 9th Article of the People's Bill of Rights. We would have not been subjugated, and it would be a different fucking world. But at any rate, most ad tech dashboards make it hard for businesses to prevent their ads from appearing on and funding disreputable sites. And again, bullshit. Bullshit. We had awesome sponsors. They loved us. And they liked us good enough to tell us why they had to remove their fucking ads, at least. Marketers can create a blacklist, but many of those lists have been out of date or incomplete. Yeah, you have created blacklists, you sons of bitches. It's what blackballing, and it's done through the Masonic lodges, which is the ground troops for the fucking Zionist Jews in this goddamn country that are running this fucking country as a corporation, and we are just fucking property without a voice. talking about your first article fucking right. And this is what it's always been about here in the trenches, is the goddamn Bill of Rights, and everybody knows it. And that's why they fucking hate us. They see they can't call us racist, because we're not. We're American nationals of the American race. We come in all colors, and we hate you motherfuckers equally. And they can't really put a label on us, because all we do is, put factual truth there, in front of you. So they're disreputable. I mean, it's just like, with the mandamus, ridiculous. They have to, describe disreputable. I mean, this is fucking slander is what it is. It is these people in the real world, in the common law, you would sue these people for fucking slander. You're calling us a disreputable site. Now you're going to come into court and you're going to show what's disreputable. You're going to show what we're printing or talking about that is untrue. And in the first place, we can say any fucking thing we want. We're the American nationals. We don't operate as a business from the trenches. We are a fucking group of fucking patriots who are going to tell the fucking truth about the fucking Jews, no matter how much fucking power they think they wield in our country. Our people and our guns, the largest army on planet Earth, fucking wield more power. And they're desperate. But I knew that sooner or later we would start seeing the world. I mean, I told you guys yesterday, they're in a hurry because this shit's going south on them. Blacklisted. Blacklisted. What do you think about that? Your freedom of speech, blacklisted. Aside from journalists, researchers, and news consumers, we hope that the UNnews Index will be useful for advisories, advertisers that want to stop funding misinformation. No, you want to ID the fucking ones that are doing it, and then you will fucking boycott them. You will threaten them with fucking removing their credit lines, and then you will say that, well, they did it because they don't want to be associated with that disreputable site. No, you fucking, this is how you think you can defeat the truth, but you cannot. The truth cannot be defeated, because the truth is a physical thing. I mean, I talked about the nickel. A lie it doesn't exist. It is non-existent in reality because it's not real. The truth is fucking real, and no matter what else in the world, people's minds will sort out what is real and what is unreal. I mean, like I said, I can hold my empty hand out there and say, take that nickel out of my hand. You go, there ain't no goddamn nickel in your hand. I said, take that nickel out of my hand. It's an unreal, it's a lie, and it's a physical lie. All lies are physical. The truth is physical. The truth is the nickel that's there. And no matter what this is more of your money being spent. I'm sure these motherfuckers are a 501c3, and they're getting financing from fucking all the Jew fucking organizations, these unregistered agents of fucking foreign government. To get this campaign together to get, this is from Breitbart, it ain't even in the realm of fucking from the trenches, and everybody fucking knows it. But they're going to get the, they were going to want to shine the light on this, and because they wanted, number one, it said in a comment, I'm surprised they even put the word, because they do not want to say that word, from the trenches. They do not want nobody reading what's on from the trenches. They do not want nobody hearing what we have to say, because you know what? That fucking nickel's there, and we'll show it to you. And we'll show you their empty hand, their fucking lie. This is straight up McCarthyism, and I don't like, see, here's Breitbart. This is why I'm talking about Breitbart, the fucking pricks. McCarthy was fucking right. This fucking place was infested with communists. And, he's been demonized and fucking made, a joke of and everything. They tried to, but hey, fuck, man. It was dirty with communists, and it is communism. That was when communism was starting its infiltration. But, of course, before that, it was goddamn the good old boy Masonic dirty church cabal that removed the rights and the law to the point that the fucking communists could get in here. This is nothing less than the return of the 1950s blacklisting crusade against those who hold inappropriate, unacceptable, and unapproved opinions. No, you were preaching communism. You were preaching insurrection. Now, that was straight up fucking legit, because that's what the definition of insurrection is. It just isn't a free speech where you can come in and just like the motherfucker the other day, or it's been a few weeks, but the Chinaman standing there just talking about openly a communist revolution in your country. Now, that is fucking sedition. That is fucking treason. That is a hangable offense. Oh. But that's okay. I guarantee you that fucking point of view will not threaten the advertisers with that, because that's what they fucking want here. They want that, and then the other side wants the dirty Masonic dirty church cabal back in control, the ones that originally removed the fucking, well, they think they did, fraudulently attempted to remove the Republic and replaced it with the fucking corporation in violation of the Ninth Article, the superior law of this fucking land. What they did was unlawful. They are all criminals. And they all need to be prosecuted, and they all need to be fucking, they will be found guilty because they did it. And they will be fucking hung by the neck until they are dead. And what's more, the lion's share of the list list cites a single source, open source, a list created. I think it should be created, but they got created. I think it was created by a single assistant professor from Merrimack College, Melissa Zimdadars. She is the author of academic papers such as Watching Our Weight, The Consequences of Contradictions of Televising Fatness in the Obesity Epidemic, and having It Both Ways, 2.5 Men, Entourage, and the Televising of Juvenile Post-Feminist Masculinity. So this is a fucking hardcore fucking communist operation being run by the fucking Jews. Because they are the problem in this goddamn country. They are the ones that have fucking destroyed the greatest nation on fucking planet Earth. They're close to the end game here, the end destruction. I mean, they're pumping them across the border. They're pumping an army in. We're going to have to fight. Plain and simple, we'll whip their ass. And there ain't no two ways about it. But the bottom line is, now we're going to lose a lot of our people. We're going to lose a lot of good. We'll lose our best first. Because they're always the first ones to step up and fight, and then it'll be the poor, and then the richer you get up, and then when we finally win the whole fucking thing, then all the real patriots, you know, the sunshine patriots, they'll come out of the woodwork claiming their freedom and claiming their property that they gained in cooperation with that 14th Amendment fucking fraud, the industry. And that's when we got to get nasty and mean about it. That's when we start hanging their fucking asses. What is Zimdar's methodology? Can't say exactly, as the open source official site is totally blank. About 2 years ago, she gave an interview where she said that one of her criteria for blacklisting a site is hate. Hate. Hate is an emotion. You know, I would just love to argue this in a common law court. You know, in the first place, they wouldn't get a foot, because The first article says what it says, and it's fucking, it's unalienable. I don't give a shit about this yelling, these rulings they've made, and their fucking corporate courts, their corporate Supreme Courts, they're all fucking irrelevant. The first article means what it fucking means. I can yell fire in a goddamn crowded fucking theater. If somebody gets hurt, I'm liable. They can take me into the common law court and fucking, you know, take everything I got. But by God, the government cannot make a fucking, the government cannot put forth a dictate that supersedes my common law jurisdictional authority saying you can't do it. Oh, yes, I can. And if nobody gets hurt, you know what? Nobody can do a fucking thing about it. Nothing. You can't just, the state's going to do it. The state has no fucking authority over me. There's people, we gave them a little bit of power to do something for us. That power was never to be fucking used, to any notion that they would ever become an authority over us. We have the power of arrest. They do not, but they are sure as hell arresting you, because they brought that admiralty fucking jurisdiction onto our land. That was one of the reasons for the fucking what they call in the Revolutionary War, for the uprising, is the admiralty, this fucking goddamn dictatorial law. And that's what it is, without rhyme or reason, arbitrary and capricious. Oh, yeah, for this guy over here, it's one thing. For this guy over here, true law, like the Bill of Rights, it's for everybody, and it reads the same frontwards to backwards. There is no interpreting it but one way. Otherwise, it's not law. And, you know, as far as this, you know, they're talking onward and upward. That is, she still believes that the far left Southern Poverty Law Center is credible organization. See, this, they want to play this game backwards. None of it is fucking credible. None of it is fucking credible, people. It is, we are not living in under the fucking, I mean, the we're living under a lie. Plain and simple. There's no nickel in that hand. There is no United States government. There is a United States corporation that is a fraud, that is a violation of the law. Now, see, they go and they fucking write a piece of legislation and think they can do change the fucking Bill of Rights with by writing out this legislation like these acts, the 1968 Gun Control Act. This is legislation. This is just a bunch of assholes that got together and wrote this down. There is only one way to change law under the original Constitution and the Bill of Rights. There's only one fucking way to change what is law. And law is, if the law is equal to everybody. And that is through the Article 5 provision for, ratification. The law has to be prevent that you want to change, whatever you want to change in the Constitution, it has to be ratified by all the fucking states. And the Bill of Rights can never be changed because the Article 9 says there can be even Article 5 that exists in the Bill of Rights. It cannot be used to fucking change the Bill of Rights because there can be no such authority for the government to take the people's rights, to deny or disparage. They know this. That's why, but here we are. Here we are with that absolutism, that absolute that cannot be argued. And here they are, talking about blacklisting. Well, go ahead. That's a violation of my fucking right. I will shoot you over that first article right as fast as I will any of the other articles. How about that? Go ahead, brother.
Why'd you say Article 5?
Yeah, Article 5. That's the ratification process in the Constitution.
Okay, article in the Constitution, not the Bill of Rights.
Right.
Article 5, Article 9 are different.
In fact, that's how the articles of the Bill of Rights, which was already ratified by the states and was already law, that's how it was added as the preamble in amendments to the Constitution is through Article 5. That's how you change the Constitution, and that's all the law there was. And there was the only jurisdiction there was in this country was the common law jurisdiction, except for the naval forces. Where the water ebbs and flows. That's where they had to fight. Like if you had to fight a war overseas, you got to have, some of the authority. But never, ever were they to be in the people's fucking private business. We live, that's what self-governance means. It means we govern ourselves. If we have a problem, we take it to our common law court. I file against you. You file your response. We go in front of a common law jury. And we both bring our arguments down to rights. The rights in that Bill of Rights, it's all right there. Is the supreme law of what they call the Supreme Court rulings? What do they call them? A superior? I can't think of the word. They use superior or something? Some premium? Damn it, I can't think of it. But all they ever had the authority, even in the original Constitution, was to offer opinion. They cannot dictate what is law. They cannot take a piece of legislation that violates the Bill of Rights and say, well, that's the law. Well, you just can't do that, motherfucker. You can't change the law. To change the law, if you even wanted to try to remove that Bill of Rights, you would have to try to move the whole son of a bitch, and you'd have to do it through Article 5, and you would be stopped right dead in your tracks by fucking Article 9 of the Bill of Rights, which says no such authority can exist in the Constitution. Period. This isn't rocket science. She still believes that the far left Southern Poverty Law is credible organization whose hate labels should get you kicked out of a public discourse. Now they've created and been licensed. If you're operating under the fucking law, then they have to. They came up with the corporation incorporating thing. But the bottom line is there should be no fucking laws attached to this at all. No regulations, no nothing. You cannot regulate what I say. You can't tell me I can't hate. That's a fucking emotion. Everybody hates something, right? Some people hate spiders. Some people hate snakes. I hate that. And what they're trying, you're talking about thought control here. Oh, you can hate, but you can only hate this, or you can only hate that. If you hate that, then that's hate. But this ain't hate when you hate. You see what I'm saying? How ridiculous this whole fucking thing is? But by God, they're talking about it. And it wasn't that many years ago when just the thought of any regulation of the internet was, well, I mean, goddamn, everybody attacked at once. And you ain't, no, we're never going to do that. And bullshit if they didn't. Handed it right over to fucking China. And we have seen, I have personally witnessed the fucking goddamn censorship of my fucking freedom of speech. My freedom of speech is untouchable by you. There is no, according to Article 9, there is no authority in the bounds that is this United States of these Americas that can touch that fucking right. My right to say whatever I want to fucking say. My right to express my hate. Now when they going over to a foreign country, And they fucking want to steal their resources. Oh God, you hate those people. I mean, your soldiers come back and we hate those people. It's good. It's all right to hate. And what they're trying to do is tell you who you can hate and who you can't, huh? They're telling you, that's thought control, isn't it? Because hate is a thought. Think about it, people. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:34 Pacific Time. That was Red Hot Chili Peppers with Higher Ground. And we're standing on the highest ground anybody could stand on. And back to the, we'll get into this article, you know, Institute wants to, five of the 500, wants to blacklist. We're talking about blacklisting here, people. Those who, those of you who suddenly approve a blacklisting will argue, hey, this is how democracy works. A private company has the right to do or not do business with whomever they want. Really? What about the fellow who didn't want to bake the cake for the queers? You see, they put this fucking, they sold us again after they had incorporated the United States and removed the Republic in an act of fucking treachery that's unmatched in the annals of history. Then they started, our idea was we're going to regulate corporate commerce, you know, corporations and stuff. You're going to have to get a license because you're going to be making money off of the fucking consumer base, which is one of the assets of this fucking country. And so, you know, and here it is, turned upside down on us. Now, when the guy, when a fella, because of his religious beliefs, doesn't want to bake a cake for a queer, oh, there's, hey, you can have his license pulled to fucking sue him, clear out of fucking existence in the admiralty fucking merchant fucking courts that cannot even be on this fucking land according to our law, our true fucking law. But then, and here, they can do whatever they want. Well, no, they can't, because I mean, this is you're talking about multi-million-dollar fucking operation, multi-billion-dollar operations in this country, and they are fucking licensed through the FCC. They are the ones. I mean, they were the ones that. That's what again, like with the fucking Constitution, it's to protect your rights. It's to protect you. It's to protect you from this very. And it's all been turned 180 degrees upside down, hasn't it? Now it is so that they, it is absolutely how the corporations fucking rule you as subjects. That's what it's being used for. Go ahead.
You know, they've gone so goddamn far with all this bullshit. They're talking about trillions now. Like it's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, all of a sudden, if you read about this F-35 article that was on the site.
Yeah.
The F-35 program is going to go somewhere around $1 trillion, like nonchalant throwing the word a trillion around like it's the new billion.
Well, you know.
Where does this shit stop?
You know, well, I mean, it stops when you and I got, $3 or $4 trillion bills in our wallet. Like in Zimbabwe, and you can get a loaf of bread for $3 trillion. That's where it stops.
Zimbabwe.
No, that's the truth.
Zimbabwe.
They have billion-dollar bills, and it'll buy you about a loaf of fucking bread. That's how this whole fucking scam, this goddamn fraud, that's how it turns out in the end. That's what it's all about. Because, you know, back, Mark, when we were young, a millionaire was fucking, I mean, a million, if you ever got a million, God, I'm good, I'm set for life, right? Now,
yeah,
what's a fucking million? I mean, to somebody like
it's
Trump.
Like nothing now.
You're goddamn right. Because, I mean, they played this game with us like we're fucking children. Like, I've talked before, you know, you look at the price of gasoline now. I think it's like goddamn $3.33 here now because they're embargoes, because we're going to hurt the Venezuelans. We're going to boycott them. Hey, man, fucking, if we'd have stayed in our own fucking boundaries, it's when they got us into this international commerce. Into this, you know, these international trade deals, so that there was some international, supposed to be some international authority not created through our fucking Congress, you know, the Congress that was supposed to be, that they guaranteed, you know, as long as the grass grows, the water flows, and there's stars up in the sky, and only the Congress, and they're creating these fucking goddamn rules, which is Roman civil law. It's all fucking, it all comes down to the merchant, the admiralty. We can take them, and you're going to obey these goddamn laws inside your country that weren't created inside your country, that are a running violation of your Bill of Rights. Your Bill of Rights forbids any such authority to exist. You can't even create a treaty with another country that violates that ninth article, period. You don't have the authority. They never did. That this is all just corporate fucking, this is under the guise of, it's legalese under the fucking guise of a corporation, period. And no fucking corporation owns me.
Yeah, I mean, $1 million won't even buy you a fucking a double wide in Malibu.
That's it, man. I mean, some of these motorhomes I see going down the road with these rich fucking masons that, you know, have retired these fucking, the ones that cut our throats. The ones that want fucking slave labor in this country. You know, the industrialist people. You know, the ranchers, the farmers, the loggers, the goddamn industry in this country. They have fucking $1 million, over $1 million for one, just a fucking motorhome.
The ones that go to the Republican convention and stay $1,000 a night hotels to defend their Social Security. And I always wondered why it was a hanging offense to, you know, to steal a cow. It's because of the fucking rich people.
Exactly correct, Charlie. Exactly correct. And see, they from the beginning, I mean, we talked about the book, you know, how the Bill of Rights came about or whatever it's called. And we talked about how they went and after the, you know, the shot was fired, heard around the world after Lexington Concord, all the colonies had their fucking delegations. First thing out, you're going to be a subject still. We're just going to have we're going to each be little, fiefdoms. You know, that's what they fucking wanted. And the people said, we'll kill you. We're not fighting for you to have a fiefdom, for you to be our king. We're fighting for our fucking freedom, for liberty, true fucking liberty. And for our right to own a load of property that no one can touch just because they can get a fucking big group of people together and some wealth and fucking hire a private army these days. Well, how the hell do you think that the 1950s blacklist worked? Well, you know, fucking, they keep going, want to go back to that McCarthyism. And that the biggest mistake, it was already over. It's been over since 1860 fucking nine. I mean, World War II was fought to preserve international communism. I mean, it's such a fucking joke that it ain't even funny anymore. And that's why they want to blacklist the sites like fucking From the Trenches. Is because we're going to tell you that. We're going to tell you who was behind it. Fucking John spent fucking a month telling you exactly through Major Jordan's diaries and shit and telling you exactly how we financed the building of our fucking biggest enemy, fucking Russia. How we built a danger to our people so that we could milk $5.5 trillion in those dollars in 1950 dollars and $60, we've went through the numbers before. I mean, it would be, God, 100 trillion by now as how much was spent to save us from an enemy we created. It's all been a fucking lie. It's been a lie since 1869, since that phony-ass Civil War, that lie of a civil fucking war. I know what was going on now. I can see it so clear. They were trying to put the 14th Amendment to take control of the fucking people and to make the people subjects back then, and the people in the fucking South weren't going for it. So then you had the, writs, that were fucking addressed to the fucking Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, they looked at it and go, we definitely do not have the authority to do that. Article 9 says what it says. Sorry, we cannot do that. Oh, well, then we'll just have your ass arrested and we'll declare martial law without authority. Because they never had no such authority. It's forbidden. They fucking suspended fucking habeas corpus. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, if that isn't a violation of the Ninth Article, but see, they lied about what the war was about. It was about slavery, all right. It was about enslaving every fucking body. In the first place, there were slaves of all colors. There had been in the colonies. That's what led up to the goddamn uprising of the people at Lexington and Concord. That's what led to it. And they were the king's men.
The wars have actually been the vehicle to raise the price of the goddamn dollar to skyrocketing heights. I mean, they're developing all this goddamn weaponry, and they just put a huge price on it, and that just affects the rest of the goddamn price of the dollar all throughout the country. I mean, you know, the wars were all start. The wars are what start all this bullshit. Everything revolves off the war.
You're right in a sense, but the bottom line is that the dollar has never had no fucking value. It is a debt instrument. All you're doing, you cannot discharge a debt with a fucking dollar because it's just a transfer of debt. It's a debt instrument. Now, gold, if you pay something off in gold, you can discharge a debt because it's real fucking wealth. But this whole thing.
It says right on it. It's a bank note.
Yep, exactly. And it's based purely on debt.
The Irish slaves are the cheapest. They're cheaper than arrows.
Yeah. Yep. That was nothing more than private companies, movie studios, advertising sponsors, and private individual studio heads, Jews, deciding all on their own whom they did and did not want to do business with. And that ain't what we're working with today, like I told you, explained to you guys earlier. The people who had to walk away from sponsoring From the Trenches, they told me why. Because they sponsored, they wanted to be a part, they wanted to sponsor because we were telling the goddamn truth. They loved us. But it's, everybody has their price. We talked about that earlier. And if the price, you know, they're talking about losing their goddamn business. That's what they want to do. They want to force these fucking businesses. They've taken over. They understood what was running the mechanism on the internet that was fucking hurting the fucking Jews, that was revealing the lie and the fact that they had taken over this fucking country. And they had, and first they started taking over all the goddamn servers so they could start running algorithms. And then they started after the advertising. Now, if it was just, you know, the people ain't going to do business at your store because it's From the Trenches thing, because you sponsor on them, that would be one thing. But that wasn't what it was. It was the fucking, it's just like the, like I said, like the gun industry. If you make guns, which is goddamn, that's one of the protections of the Bill of Rights, is you've got the right to make guns. We'll pull your credit line. And that's what this is what they're pushing for right here. Pull your credit line. And it ain't going to be because that person who was sponsoring you didn't want to sponsor there and wasn't getting good business from sponsoring there. It's just, it's like we talked about the mousetrap. Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path through your door. But the fucking Jews will intercept it. And they will control it. Or it'll be worthless. The better mousetraps have been built 100,000 times that have been fucking nixed. Look at the engine that runs on water. You know, at the Tesla. Look, they followed that man around his whole fucking life. He was going to give the world free energy. Oh my God. They couldn't have controlled us, could they? If we had free energy. It's always been about control. It's always been about them wanting to be gods. Just a handful. A handful of gods, and then the rest of the fucking are just animals, just like a fucking monkey or a goddamn cow or a sheep or whatever you want to call it. Oh, let's see. That's enough of that one. Because there was another one I wanted to hit. Now, here we go. Now, see, this is a push. Now, they were pushing pretty hard with the guns, you know. Every time there's a push, we're pushing back. We're pushing back. But I told you guys a few years ago, they have to eliminate the internet. Because as long as we can talk to one another, nobody's falling for this fucking shit. Because you can point out, you can show them the empty hand, and you can show them the nickel. It's that fucking simple. And they know it. So they have to remove your ability to fucking show the nickel and the empty hand. Truth.
Yeah, Putin just did that, and China's been doing it. Now Russia's doing it. Hell, we're next. I mean, you know.
Next. Hell, they've been doing it. Like I said, Mark, how long have they been doing it to us? They've already done it to us.
yeah, they've been doing it. I know, but I'm just saying that Putin just pulled the plug. You know, I don't know. It was on your site. I put the article up. You know, you put it up earlier.
But, you know, you go back to, I mean, like the rest of that article, it talks about, you know, CBS and NBC, ABC, and none of these are on this list of, you know, there's depleted, I mean, yellow cake uranium. Remember that lie that they fucking pushed as the goddamn truth? You remember that lie? And
remember it.
And that caused a genocide to occur in fucking Iraq, a planned fucking genocide so that the oil pipelines could be ran to fucking Israel. It's plain and simple. It's about fucking energy and power. Because energy, the people that control the energy are the fucking power. That's the wealth. And see, that's why Tesla could not be, I mean, Tesla was just, I mean, he was an anomaly. He would given the world free energy, and that would have been freedom for the world. And they made sure that, I mean, they got his shit so deep in the vaults, along with the goddamn motors that run on fucking water, you know, and everything that comes out like that, they'll kill the person that did it. and then take their fucking patents and shit and put them in the fucking darkest, deepest hole in the fucking ground you can find. CBS.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, it's the same thing, you know, like with cancer cures, man, and all this. That's why I say, man, we live in a living hell.
Yep.
If you think about how much more our life could be much more enjoyable, how much, you know, energy, free energy we could have, how much, you know, sickness could be eliminated. When you see all that, it's like these people are very psychotic and crazy, and they really do want to control us and keep us under their feet. I mean, there is no way that we still should be just having cars that are just ran off diesel and gas. We all know that.
Yep.
You know, cancer should be eliminated. We all know that.
But we just love breathing that the carcinogens that come out the tailpipe. You know, when you could be fucking, it could be water. I mean, God, but they pretend, they'll tell you that they're so fucking concerned about your life that they want to take your guns away from you, make sure you don't kill yourself with it or hurt somebody. But yesterday, like we revealed in the article, it's always been about they're afraid you're going to shoot their Jew asses because you find out what when you find out what they have done to you. You know, you can look at one particular instance in fucking history I always look at. You know, in the Civil War, the first Bull Run, when the South, they overran the fucking North. They were 7 miles outside of fucking D.C., and somebody called a halt. Well, we don't have this, 7 fucking miles, and they would have been in there and hung fucking that treasonous son of a bitch Lincoln, reinstated the fucking Bill of Rights and fucking the legitimate fucking government would have been put in place, and the Bill of Rights would have prevailed. Somebody called a halt, and it was the fucking South's side. So you see, everybody keeps thinking that it's you against me and me against you, and it's them against us. It is the ruling elite, and they were on both sides of that phony fucking war, just like everything else. They all intended for it to come out one way. I mean, you think of the people that were fucking slaughtered in that war. And then you think that afterwards, you know, Jefferson Davis didn't hang for treason. Robert E. Lee became a fucking college professor or some kind of shit. How come they didn't hang for treason? Because they were all in on it. It was all, this is the only way that they could get it past the people to get to the point that there was such devastation that they could fucking try something like that 14th Amendment. Because if normal course of things, they come up and just like today, just if we had it all, if we hadn't lost it, and they come up, we want to put in this, we're going to send this round for ratification to make the United States a corporation to make you people subjects to us, just like you were to the king. They'd be fucking hung in a day. It wouldn't take fucking 10 minutes. They would not even breach the subject. It had to create a catastrophe. A place where, a good portion of the fighting age men in this country were fucking slaughtered, man. Before they could fucking, make that goddamn move. And then when they did it, they didn't do nothing with it. They just got it in place. That's how they always do it. You know, they put it then, you've watched it happen all your life. You know, like when they put in, we'll put in this all, but nobody enforces that. You know, it's not going to be enforced. You know, they put that and then, you know, 3 or 4 years later, bam, bam, they're enforcing it. And they're plugging some more in. We're at the end game now. They're flat ass telling us, we rule you. You are our subjects. We are not your fucking servants. You are our subjects. You are our servants. You are our property. Here's this article real quick. CBS News, NYT reporter suggests U.S. scrap free speech in favor of New Zealand style censorship. This is from Information Liberation. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. CBS News released a propaganda segment on Monday featuring New York Times tech reporter Cecilia Kang. It's a Kang. You see who's running your country? Like I said yesterday, this bitch I was, that Elena, whatever her name is. In 1997, you're gonna fucking come and tell me that you're gonna take my bill, my freedom of speech away. You're taking this. You're gonna do this, you fucker? You're gonna die is what you're gonna do. Where they suggested the United States could do an end run around the First Amendment. See, an end run. See, the First Amendment can't be touched. It's a fucking law. All this other shit is fucking policy. It can't be law because the original writing of the Constitution, the original Constitution for this country, in it, it said the only way the law, and it was the only law because the people, as far as government was concerned, because the people were self-governing under the fucking common law, which was a superior law, which was the people's authority. We could invoke it anywhere. We could, I don't care. Like I said, the whole fucking government wasn't as powerful as one fucking individual, free, sovereign, national, with their goddamn, with the common law jurisdiction. I could walk up and arrest the fucking president. I'm pulling you out of your fiduciary, your inferior fiduciary position. It can't protect you from the common law and me. I'm coming with a superior authority. And I'm bringing your ass into the common law courts and I'm charging you with fucking treason. And there's nothing they could do about it. But in run around the First Amendment. See, they know they can't amend it. Under Article 5, the only way the law, the true law, what is law, not policy, because that's all in the fuck they're running on is policy. It's Roman civil law. It's goddamn private policy being enforced as public law. The only way you could change the law would be through Article 5. And if you wanted to change the First Amendment, I guess give her a go. Write up your fucking thing and try to introduce it under the 5th article, and then you step up with the 9th fucking article saying you don't have the authority to even write it down on a piece of paper, let alone send it for ratification. You just plain do not have the authority. That's an absolute, guaranteed, unalienable right. It cannot be denied. It cannot be discouraged. No such authority can ever exist in the Constitution, the only other document, the document that is for our servants that were to protect those goddamn rights. But,
hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Meyer.
What was the name of that Stan Meyer?
Wow.
That they killed, who did that engine that was made of water. I mean, that he,
oh, you know, yeah,
he put water and he drove it from, was it New York to Los Angeles? And then only, it didn't even get on a half a tank all the way from New York to Los Angeles that they killed him.
I can't think of the guy's name right offhand, but we'll sure look it up and post that article.
Yeah, I think it was Stan. I can't remember.
I remember
Stan.
What you're talking about. Yeah.
Stanley Myers.
Yeah, you hit it on the head. Yeah, that's it, Mark. You're right.
There you go.
Yeah, they killed that guy. He said they poisoned him. I think it's like his brother said, he was like at a meeting with the Pentagon or something, and he ran out the restaurant coughing and wheezing, and he just dropped down and said, like, they poisoned me before because, you know, he was trying to get it out, but he said that they poisoned him. These are some evil people, man. We're going to have to shoot these people. I'm talking about directly in their face.
You goddamn
seriously.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Think about that. You think about that. What that engine would have meant to the fucking, I mean, the goddamn, in the first place, the oil industry. Just think what that would have meant. They'd have been done. I fuck water. I mean, goddamn, the earth is 2/3 fucking water. They'd have been done. Okay, but also the automotive industry. Because they would have had to retool everything to fucking use these water propelled motors. I mean, it's just like that, you know, the movie Tucker. I don't know. We had it up for auction, but in the movie Tucker, you know, he invented a better mousetrap for goddamn sure, and they shut his fucking ass down. The fucking GM and Chrysler and Ford shut his fucking ass down through fucking political corruptness. We're living less longer. I mean, we're living shorter lives than our fathers and our grandfathers, because you can say what you fucking want about, and there'll be people that are industry, you know, industry and pumping oil and all this. Fuck you. I mean, you know, my great, great, great grandpa, he didn't have to breathe petroleum. He lived to be 100 fucking years old. We're breathing this shit in. They don't give a goddamn about us. All it's about is control and fucking, and getting control of all of the fucking wealth and enslaving the people. That is their fucking agenda. And it is a Zionist Jew agenda. And it is fucking, their ground troops are the Masonic lodges across this fucking country and around this goddamn world. We just need
to
look. Go ahead.
They added a tax for electric cars because they lost their revenue from the fuel sales.
Exactly. I mean, who would pump petroleum out of the ground and fucking pump poison into the air to breathe if you could just run your car on water? Nobody would.
On top of that, the fuel prices don't reflect all the loss of lives on, you know, fighting. You know, it should be $20 a gallon, probably. I don't know what it should be, but you can't, you know.
Well, look what they're doing now, Charlie. They're pumping record oil out of our fucking ground, right? Record fucking oil and exporting it. And then they start, because they made us a part of this world economy without us saying yay, you know, without a yay or a nay, because they're the corporation. We're just property. We got no say. So they make us a part of this international.
Understand. You don't understand because you're not a Jew. If you were a Jew, you'd understand.
Damn it. I do understand. But listen to this, guys. Think about this. We're pumping out record fucking of our oil out of our fucking ground, our resource, and we're getting shit for it. And then we're getting $15 a barrel that they're taking and handing over to other people. We don't never see a fucking dollar of it. Not like Alaska or any, or like the Indian tribes when they get their resources. We're not seeing a dollar of it. Not only are we not seeing a dollar of it, but it's being taken out into the world market. And because of these embargoes against people like Venezuela, that's why the Venezuelans are fucking starving, because they can't sell their fucking oil. They got plenty of oil. But who controls the fucking commerce? Who controls the fucking the mechanism of exchange? That's how they're controlling the whole goddamn world. It's through a fucking artificial fucking, like the dollar. It's a piece of fucking paper. It's not real. But now we're see they turn around, and that's why our gas is $3.33 a gallon. Because we're buying it, we're competing on the world market for the fucking oil that they stole from us and fucking handed over to their buddies and taking kickbacks, and they're splitting up the fucking profit. It's mafia.
I don't want to sell my family's share of the oil.
I don't either, and I guarantee you won't find a signature from my grandpa. Clear to my grandpa back in 1739. Clear back to my grandpa in 1668. You will not find one signature from one member of my family giving up anything. So that means fucking stole it.
A few generations from now, they're going to look back and hate us for wasting that oil that, it, you know, it's burned for fuel. It has other uses, and we're only getting 10% of the energy out of it at that.
Exactly.
Charlie, there's still a Pacific Ocean-size oil reservoir below us, below your feet, believe me. There's so much goddamn oil under us right now, it'll blow your mind.
That's a possibility, but I don't believe it. I mean, it might be, it might not be. I wouldn't bet on it.
It would be irrelevant. Yeah. It would be irrelevant, but like Dion brought up, the guy built the fucking motor that would run on water. Are we short on water? 3/4 of this fucking planet is water. You would drive for nothing. And if you had these engines, all you'd be paying for is the engine, and you'd be not what Tesla offered, but goddamn close.
He was in a restaurant, the Stanley Meyer. He was in a restaurant, and he was yelling, "They poisoned me! They poisoned me!" That's what he was yelling before they took him out on a stretcher.
Of course they did. Of course they poisoned him.
If you think about it, Henry, I mean, if you have a few barrels, every time it rain heavy, that's your gas right there. You wouldn't even have to. I mean, you could just catch the rainwater. I mean,
shit, you get low, just pull over to a creek and take a jug down there and fill her up like you do your radiator.
Exactly.
That's why.
In a bottle, man. I mean, it is so sad about our quality of life. Just should be better.
Oh, we should be living in heaven. We should.
Yeah, we should. We should. Our quality of life should be better.
Okay, better. It should be the goddamn. What we got now? I mean, we should be. I mean, we're the richest country on planet Earth, and we did it. You know, we came and we brought this continent's wealth to bear. The people did, and a handful got it all, and they're still getting it all. And they want they want your fucking life. They don't even want you alive to fucking eat a blade of grass that they think, because they know that, see, power. When it's concentrated, I mean, if you got power over, 500 million people, and you got a powerful mechanism to control them, boy, that's control. When you got 7 billion people, you really don't have control. That's why they want to exterminate the fucking people. And it's like in this country, they do not have control over 75% of the people because 75% of the people aren't going along with this fucking corporate fucking fraudulent fucking government. Fraudulent fucking aristocracy. These fucking kings and queens. They're not going along with it. That's why it has to be a war. You got to get in war. They got to find a way to fucking kill us off. What they have to do because they can't. They are such a small group, and they are spineless. Every fucking one, not a one of them has a fucking spine. They have to find a way to get you to kill each other. It's like Guy Carr said. They've been doing it for millennia. Anytime the people start getting to the point to where they're too powerful, where they might take that little group of fucking sleazy goddamn swindlers out, well, they instigate. It's like on gangs in New York when they're playing pool there. You can always get pay one portion of the poor to kill the other portion of the poor. But the people, the internet people, have figured it fucking out. And that truth ain't going to go away. I don't care how they try to censor it. It's already out there. Anyways, guys, we're way past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And just think, you know, just think, like you, you'd have to go to that planet where Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince, comes from, because you can't even say the name. There is not a word that can fully describe just how fucking low down and duplicit these dirty motherfuckers are. They are goddamn misery. They make misery. I mean, like you said, everybody could be happy. They could have everything they want too. They just don't want you to have it. That way they can't, you know, they have no balls. They aren't real fucking men. And you know, to be a weasel, to be able to weasel, to just need to be a little fucking weakling, like this fucking bitch yesterday, this little fucking weakling who couldn't crack a fucking egg, and be able to tell those big hairy men what you're gonna do, and you're gonna bow at my fucking feet. You think so? I don't think so. And that is the word.
Now you're thinking like a Jew.
Yeah, there you go. That is the last word from the trenches, people. We'll be back tomorrow.